Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The Washington Redskins in the news, and so grateful to have Trevor Maddich here in studio today, joining us to talk about Kirk Cousins.
Good morning, Vince. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Trevor.
Good to have you here.
Oh, it's great to be here, especially on a day when the Redskins have gone right back to where we've always known and loved them. Crazy stuff.
This is kind of crazy town today because Kirk Cousins, by 4 p.m. yesterday, they failed to get a long-term deal done. That means he'll make $23.9 million this year. How do they pay?
That's Mary money.
Is poor that, guy.
Yeah, that's still pretty good.
Poor Mary's, guy. Yeah. I feel so bad for him. Only 23.9. They couldn't give him 24.
How does it work with the franchise tag? How much more do you make each year that the franchise tag is pegged on?
It keeps on going up like 20% and then more. So basically last year's franchise tag was $20 million. This year is about 24.
Yes.
Next year it's about 34.5. So if they keep doing this to him, then it just goes up exponentially until it becomes untenable. And the reason they do that is because the franchise tag essentially prohibits the player from going on the free agent market. So it basically locks him into one team. So according to the collective bargaining agreement, they compensate him for that with these exorbitant fees.
Well, you said until it becomes untenable. What is untenable about $24 million? Just curious.
$24 million is pretty much the going rate. That would make him the fifth highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
And that's
for this
untenable?
Year. No, not that.
Not
but
yet.
34.
It will
34
be
34
untenable.
Next year would be. So that's why it was
untenable for the team, not
yes.
him. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
But that's why it was so big. That the deadline was passed yesterday and they did not sign a long-term deal because that was really their last best chance to get him locked up. And now they cannot negotiate with Cousins until after the season starts. Or excuse me, after the season ends. So now all of a sudden the Redskins will just be part of a free-for-all, free agency bidding war for Cousins, and who knows where that might go.
So the question then will be, do they place a franchise tag on him again?
I would not.
Or do they just say, you know what, we're going to lose it entirely, we'll get no money for this, and we'll just let him go? Or do they have that transition tag placed on
him? The transition tag allows him to leave as a free agent, but the Redskins have the ability to match an offer that somebody gives. And so he will stay. But he still could leave without compensation to the Redskins under transition. That's $28 million. All these numbers are important, I think, for the accountants and the negotiators.
That's true.
I think for fans, what this really means is that it is now almost certain that Cousins will be gone. And one of the biggest reasons, I think, is what team president Bruce Allen said in his statement yesterday. They made him an offer that, based on what Allen said, seemed to be fair. I mean, $53 million guaranteed signing,
cash, yeah.
Which would make him the highest or one of the highest guaranteed at signing quarterbacks in NFL history. That's about what Eli Manning got, plus $72 million for injury guarantee if he gets hurt. Then they also said that he would be one of the two highest paid players in NFL history, right? This seems to be a good offer that they made back in May if what he's saying is an accurate depiction of what that offer really was. But then he said the thing that really concerns me, guys. He said that Cousins' agent never came back with a counteroffer since May. Now, if they think he should get $65 million guaranteed at signing, and he's offered $53, why don't you come back with a counteroffer? According to the team, the agent did not come back with a counteroffer. That tells you two things. First of all, it tells you that maybe Cousins didn't want to sign at all. He really wants to go into free agency next year. But it also tells me that the team just pointed the finger at who to blame for the fans. Basically, Bruce Allen just said, and it's the agent's fault. And all those things make this thing so much more complicated going
right.
forward.
Well, you don't want to blame your quarterback going into another season with him. I mean, clearly the Redskins are trying to avoid that, so it's easier to blame a third party. But this
agents are easy to really hate.
Yes, for sure.
I mean, right now, I think, you know, where there's a bad guy on any CSI show or any show about bad guys doing horrible things. I think it's no longer from a certain country. I think it's agents.
And it's always the
evil
agents.
Guys.
But
yeah.
As you said, this is the first point. It suggests for Kirk Cousins, it's not exactly about the money. I mean, $23 million, that's a lot of money. But if he was being guaranteed $53 million, whatever. It sounds like he kind of was jonesing to go into free agency. But why? What does he want if he's not that he's not getting from the Redskins?
Well, maybe his agent is telling him that he can get, instead of $24 million a year, which, according to the team, that's probably the range of what this would have been. He thought he could get $28 million, $30 million a year. Well, that's a big difference. I mean, if it's me, I sacrifice some money for the security because you're one play away from having your career over. And there's no more negotiations for you, no more contracts for you. So I'd say, okay, well, a couple million dollars at the end of a $100 million contract isn't going to change my life for the rest of my life. But if I get hurt, it will change my life. And I'll take the security now over holding out for a few million more. But the difference between 24, if that's what it was, and say 28 or 30 over the course of 5 years is a really big difference. And if he believes he can get that and he's willing to take that risk, then that's a lot of reasons to not sign right now. Now, here's another reason. That $53 million guaranteed, I believe, would have included the $24 million he's already guaranteed under the cap, or excuse me, the franchise tag right now. And if he just plays under this guaranteed $24 million, then next year negotiates with the Redskins and say, okay, you're going to give me $53 million guaranteed? I'll sign that now. Well, he's got this $24 million in the bank, then he gets another 53, assuming that it works out that way. So there is a lot in play right now and a lot of reasons for Cousins to just hold out if he's willing to take the injury risk, which I would not be.
Well, if he wants that money, if he wants big money next year, he's going to have to put up some good plays. All right, we're talking about chump change here, some, you know, $24 million, $50-whatever million dollars, like crazy money with Trevor Maddich about this Kirk Cousins deal. You know, yesterday they didn't get to reach a deal, so it's about $24 million that he's going to get for this year. We talked about, like, I kept saying, like, the money at this point doesn't even seem like it matters. It's so big that, like, you know, what could you even buy with that?
On the
opposite side, so what if not the money, what? I've seen speculation that maybe Kirk Cousins just is holding out because he wants to go to a better team, quote-unquote. Is that possible? Is that the kind of thing?
I think that would be silly. I mean, from a standpoint of Kirk Cousins maximizing his ability in the prime of his career as an NFL quarterback, this team is the team to be with, unless he can get to a team like Pittsburgh if Ben Roethlisberger retires and he can sneak into there or something like that. I think the teams most commonly talked about that he may go after this season as a free agent are San Francisco and Los Angeles. We'll compare them to the Redskins. The Redskins' offensive line is very good at pass protection. They've got an all-star left tackle. They've locked in their right tackle into a long-term deal. Their right guard's a very high draft choice. Everybody else is getting better with more depth. Solid offensive line for pass protection. What about in San Francisco and L.A.? Their offensive lines are a work in progress at best. More accurately, they're abysmal and they're a sieve, right? The Redskins have one of the best receiving tight ends in the league in Jordan Reed, a good young group of receivers. He's in a system here that he knows and he's thriving in. If he leaves and goes somewhere else, he'll spend the next 2 or 3 years running for his life to keep his head from getting bashed in. And yeah, he might make a little bit more money, but he says it's not about the money. And so part of it has to be where he would thrive the most. And the truth of it is, based on those three teams as options, and they're not the only options, but those three teams, this is the best place for him as a quarterback purely on the field.
So where do you see him in a year? Are we going to be having the same conversation next year?
No, I think the Redskins are likely to sign him. And the reason is this. I do believe in Kirk Cousins. I also believe that the Redskins can't be ridiculous with the amount of money they offer him. But I think the reason that they haven't signed him yet, in other words, in the last couple of years to a long-term deal, is that they were waiting to see how he would do at the end of the season when it really mattered. Last year, if they beat the Giants in the last regular season game, they make the playoffs. But they only scored 10 points, and Kirk Cousins didn't play very well. The year before, they go to the playoffs, and Cousins didn't play all that well in that playoff game. And I think they're waiting to see him do that before they commit franchise money to him. I think he will do that this year.
15 seconds, Trevor. Do we see the Redskins make the playoffs this year?
Yes. I think they're improved on defense, and I think their offense will still be terrific. I mean, I believe in Cousins on the field.
All right, well, you heard it here first.
Yeah, he's going to have to go out there and impress some people, especially if he wants to make another payday like this next year.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.